KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 18 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and a high of 36. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of states and area news. In state news, loneliness is becoming a serious epidemic among senior citizens nationwide, especially in states like Iowa with much older populations. A retirement living company with facilities in Iowa and Nebraska is working to take a proactive approach. Jennifer Necht, Vice President of Marketing, Communications at Emanuel Community, says loneliness can bring on all kinds of ailments.
We know that scientifically, loneliness has been linked to greater chances of risk of heart disease. We know that being lonely on a regular basis is the equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. We know that loneliness may speed the onset of dementia. We also know that loneliness shortens life.
While the signs of loneliness can be concealed, they often come during a change of circumstance in the person's life. Retiring from a career, health issues, or the death of a loved one can all lead to isolation.
43% of America's seniors are lonely, which is incredible. That's a huge number of folks. And often folks are suffering from loneliness and don't even necessarily know how incredibly serious it is or can be for their health.
Potential signs of loneliness may include poor eating habits, loss of interest in personal hygiene or appearance, significant clutter in the home, a general lack of interest, or withdrawal. Combating loneliness is a five-part process, she says, with the first steps being learn about the epidemic, take an online loneliness assessment, discover what help is available, and then seeking out that help.
This is the hardest step in the process. So actually identifying the fact that you're lonely and then asking for a little bit of help, asking for some support. And step number five, make the choice of which solution is best for you. There's a lot of different options out there that can help you combat loneliness or help your loved one combat loneliness.
Raising awareness and fighting loneliness are priorities in their facilities, she says, as a sense of community can make a world of difference in seniors' lives. In area news, an ex-con found guilty in September of first-degree murder for killing an Omaha woman he just met has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. KMTV reports 40-year-old Jeremiah Connolly received the mandatory sentence Wednesday for killing 22-year-old Jenna Wilcoxon in September of 2018. Wilcoxon, the mother of a four-year-old son, was a native of Council Bluffs. Prosecutors say Connolly confessed to police that he had abducted Wilcoxon from an Omaha park near a laundromat where he'd met her a day earlier. He told police that he was angry she'd backed out of plans to move in with him, and he told police he forced her into her van, raped her, and suffocated her. Her body was found in a ravine near Fremont, Nebraska. Connolly carried out the killing about 6 weeks after he'd been released from prison, where he had served a term for attempted kidnapping, robbery, and other crimes. The Creston Police Department today reports two arrests and an incident of vandalism or theft. Authorities say 37-year-old Wesley Gregg of Creston was arrested Wednesday morning in the 100 block of North Elm Street on a Union County warrant for burglary in the second degree. Gregg was being held in the Union County Jail on a $10,000 bond. Wednesday afternoon, 39-year-old Jennifer Beard of Creston was arrested at her residence for violation of a court order or no contact order. Beard was being held in the Adams County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And a Creston woman reported to police Wednesday morning that sometime during the previous night, someone had broken a window on her vehicle while it was parked at her residence in the 500 block of North Stone Street. A wallet in the vehicle was stolen. The loss was estimated at $220 altogether. Police in Glenwood say two people were arrested Tuesday. 23-year-old Salvador Partida of Omaha was arrested for being a fugitive from justice, for which he was being held without bond, and a new possession of controlled substance charge with a $1,000 cash or surety bond. And 19-year-old Tristan Palin Wood of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant Tuesday for theft in the fourth degree. Woods' cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. The Harlan Police Department yesterday said there were two arrests and two people cited over the past week. 35-year-old Reed Jeffrey Heminger of Harlan was arrested Tuesday on an active Shelby County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. And 21-year-old Quentin James Briggs of Harlan was arrested November 8th on Shelby County warrants for two counts of possession with the intent to deliver and prohibited acts penalties. Briggs and Heminger were transported to the Shelby County Jail. Authorities had also 42-year-old Shannon Lee Ulich of Harlan, 61-year-old Randy Lee Sorensen of Irwin, and 42-year-old Nancy Beth Williams of Harlan were each cited recently for driving while suspended. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that five arrests had taken place over the past week. On Tuesday, 38-year-old Daniel Charles Thomas of Glenwood was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for driving under suspension. Early Sunday morning, 43-year-old Clayton White of Omaha was arrested at a location on Bungie Avenue for interference with official acts. 44-year-old Regina Evans of Omaha was arrested Sunday, also at a location on Bungie Avenue, for assault on a peace officer. Her bond was set at $1,000. 40-year-old Matthew Tyson of Pacific Junction was arrested at the Mills County Jail November 8th on a warrant for probation violation. And on November 5th, 27-year-old Keegan Clark of Omaha was arrested following a traffic stop on I-29. Clark was charged with possession of a controlled substance, speeding, and improper use of a median, curb, or access facility. His bond was set at $1,000. Mills County authorities said also three people were injured during a collision Tuesday morning near Pacific Junction. According to the report, a 2001 Honda driven by 42-year-old Mary First of Omaha was traveling west on Highway 34 near 188th Street at around 10:18 p.m. when First failed to see a 2016 Kia driven by 59-year-old Alan Achenbaugh of Tabor stopped at the red light. The Honda rear-ended the Kia, causing injuries to First and her passenger. 49-year-old Rhonda Watkins of Omaha, along with Achenbaugh and his passenger, 57-year-old Eva Achenbaugh of Tabor. The occupants of the Honda were transported by Glenwood and Silver City Rescue to the UNMC in Omaha. Achenbaugh and his passenger were transported by hospitals to private vehicle. First was cited for failure to provide proof of insurance, accident-related, and failure to stop at an assured clear distance. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a woman had been arrested on a theft charge Monday evening. 34-year-old Amy Hollis was arrested at the Casey's General Store in Crescent on a charge of theft in the fifth degree or shoplifting. And the Sheriff's Office said two prisoners held in other jail facilities were transported to the Pott County Jail Tuesday morning in connection with various Pott County warrants. 31-year-old Jared Voss of Council Bluffs was wanted on a warrant for failure to appear on a citation. And 39-year-old Matthew Bearden was wanted for violation of probation. A Northwest Iowa man has pleaded not guilty to allegations that he didn't pay the state more than $89,000 in sales taxes generated by his businesses. 36-year-old Christopher Berg of Spencer entered the written pleas Tuesday in Clay County District Court. The charges include 7 counts of fraudulent practices and 11 counts of sales tax evasion. His trial is set to begin December 10th. Court documents say Berg owns Berg Endeavors and committed the crimes from April 1, 2017 through October 2nd. Prosecutors say he didn't pay the sales taxes as he should have from his businesses, which included Liberty Lanes, Southside Grill, and A-Plus Carpet and Cleaners. Elsewhere in state news this morning, local and state authorities are investigating the death of a woman during a domestic dispute in central Iowa. The Story County Sheriff's Office says a Zeering resident called 911 at around 5 p.m. Wednesday to report a neighbor told her that he'd killed his wife. Deputies found the woman's body outside and it was taken for autopsy. The man was transported to Ames for medical treatment. The couple's names have not been released. A jury has found an Ottumwa man guilty of second-degree murder in the 2018 killing of another man. 19-year-old Jacob Heckathorn was also found guilty on Wednesday of assault with intent to commit serious injury in the August 23, 2018 shooting death of 43-year-old William Shuttlesworth of Bloomfield. Heckathorn had been on trial for first-degree murder, but the Wapello County jury convicted him on one reduced count after nearly 2 days of deliberation. Heckathorn had argued that he shot Shuttlesworth in self-defense as he tried to rescue a friend from a fight. Heckathorn faces up to 50 years when he's sentenced in January. A police officer who obtained a confession from the suspect in the disappearance and death of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts says she made an honest mistake by initially failing to read him his legal rights. Officer Pamela Romero testified Wednesday that she tried to read Christian Bahena Rivera his Miranda warnings from memory during the August 20th, 2018 interrogation. She said that she didn't realize until much later that she had inadvertently failed to warn him that his statements could be used against him in court. After several more hours of questioning, Rivera led police officers to a cornfield where they discovered Tibbetts' body underneath a stack of leaves and stalks. Romero says Rivera provided substantial information about what happened to Tibbetts at that point. His lawyers have asked a judge to suppress Rivera's alleged confession, in part due to the incomplete Miranda warning. Police say they believe the body of the University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts would have eventually been discovered, even if the suspect in her killing hadn't led police there. Iowa DCI agent Trent Valletta testified Wednesday at a hearing to determine if incriminating statements made by Rivera can be used at his murder trial. That does a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.